Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Love Kills by Dan Greenberg, performed by Alexander Sendiz. For Judith. Chapter 1. Linda Lowry, possessor of the third best set of breasts in her graduating class at Hunter College, unmarried though she could have accepted any of several proposals of marriage from perfectly presentable, albeit prematurely balding men, unlocks the three police locks on the door of her fashionable East Side studio apartment, hears her phone ring for the seventh time, and enters the last half hour of her life on Earth. In her haste to get to the ringing telephone, she lets the heavy steel door to the apartment thunk closed behind her without locking it from the inside as she usually does. On the eighth ring, silently cursing her answering service for not picking up on the third ring as they're paid to, she scoops the cherry red receiver out of its cradle and claps it to her ear.
"Lowry residence,"
says the bored nasal voice of the woman at the answering service.
"It's all right, I've got it,"
says Linda, sitting down on the unmade bed in the sleeping alcove and exposing an expanse of shapely and much sought-after thigh in the process.
"Oh, there she is,"
says the bored nasal voice to the caller in a tone that suggests it was Linda and not she who was deficient in the phone answering department, and then clicks off the line. "Linda?" A familiar male voice.
"Oh, hello, Arnold,"
says Linda, audibly exhaling and adopting the voice she reserves for perfectly presentable, albeit prematurely balding, men. Downstairs, the man with the vacant look in his eyes and the flowers in his hands enters the marble-floored lobby of the apartment building. Although it is a bitingly cold December night, the man's hands are perspiring slightly, dampening the paper around the stems of the fresh-cut flowers.
"Help you?"
says the uniformed doorman to the man with the flowers. In reply, the man points to the card stapled to the wrapping paper. On the card in green type, it says East Side Florists, and in felt-tip pen, it says Lowry. The doorman steps to the house phone on the lobby wall and presses one of the brightly polished brass buttons. Inside the small automatic elevator, the man with the flowers stares stonily ahead until the elevator comes to a halt.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?